The next item on the agenda is item 5, public hearing, proposal to amend chapter 4, VAC 295010, pertaining to black sea bass to establish the commercial black sea bass fishery quota for 2020. Ms. Shanna Madsen.
All right, can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, this is a public hearing, which is a proposal to amend Chapter 4, VAC 20-950-10, pertaining to black sea bass, to establish the commercial black sea bass fishery quota for 2020 and actually for beyond, which you guys will get to see in just a moment. First slide. There we go. We're good. So in October 2019, the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission established catch and landing limits for the 2020 coast-wide commercial black sea bass fishery. That limit was set at 5.58 million pounds, which is a 59% increase compared to our quota at 2019 coast-wide. This is due to the fact that the 2019 operational stock assessment showed a spawning stock biomass that was larger than we previously estimated. Just recently, on May 15th, NOAA published the final rule to increase that commercial black sea bass quota for 2020. Next slide, please. So Virginia's total allocation for 2020 will be 1,116,000 pounds, which is an increase of 412,000 pounds from 2019. This breaks up into a directed fishery of 1,076,000 pounds and a bycatch fishery of 40,000 pounds. So this quota specification setting process happens yearly where the Mid-Atlantic Council and the ASMFC establish a coastwide quota, and then NOAA sets and accepts the final rule. Virginia receives 20% of that coastwide commercial allocation. So what staff has done is actually removed the total quota poundage number and replaced that with Virginia's percent allocation. And reason being that we believe that this should actually increase our regulatory efficiency, so we don't have to open this specific regulation yearly, and it makes it a lot more expedient for us to be able to tell our directed quota holders what their share is on a yearly basis without having to wait for a regulation to be opened. Next slide, please. So there are two pending actions that may actually in the future change Virginia's share of the coastwide commercial allocation. And we kind of just wanted to bring that to the commission's attention so that they know that these actions are taking place. We have many of our staff members sitting in and representing us on the writings of these various addendum and amendments. So the first is a pending addendum, and this is considering shifts in the geographic distribution of black sea bass. We know that the center of biomass is moving northward. And so there has been some call by northern states for a change to the commercial state-by-state allocation. Where that's at in the process right now is the council will be reviewing public comment from their scoping document this June. The public comment document will go to the ASMFC Management Board for approval in August of 2020, and then they expect final action in December 2020 for implementation in 2021. We will, of course, keep the commission apprised of all of the goings-on with this pending addendum. The second action is a pending amendment. This is looking at the allocation between the commercial and the recreational sectors. And this is due to the fact of the impact of the newly revised catch and landings data from an updated MREC calibration. Where that's at in the process is right now the board has reviewed public comment from their scoping hearing earlier this month. The options will be developed for the remainder of the year. And then public comment document will go to the board for its approval in December 2020 with some final action late 2021 for implementation in 2022. So, of course, we'll continue to keep the commission apprised of any changes to allocations with that. So, let's get into our regulation updates. Next slide, please. So you guys have seen this. It's been a while, so we're going to pop it back up again. But the Regulatory Review Committee has requested that when we open a regulation, that we kind of clean it up and make sure that there aren't any language changes that we should make to make the regulation easier to understand, easier to enforce, and not actually change the original intent of the regulation. So what you'll be seeing in the following slides are some regulatory changes in yellow, and then clarifying language changes are in brown. So these are not changes to intent in any way. So next slide. If you turn to your packet, your eval and your regulation, on the first page you'll see an addition, which is a definition of annual quota. Annual quota will mean the Commonwealth's 20% share of the annual coastwide commercial black sea bass quota managed by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. So this was added so that we can add that 20% share directly to the regulation, making things clearer and more efficient. Next slide, please. So this is 4 VAC 20950-47, commercial harvest quotas, and this is subdivision A. So the changes here are that we've added the language, the commercial black sea bass directed fishery quota shall be allocated 100% of the annual quota each year, except the commercial directed fishery quota shall not include the amount of the annual quota allocated to the commercial black sea bass bycatch fishery, which is specified in subsection B. When it has been announced by the commission that the directed fishery quota has been projected as reached and the directed fishery quota has been closed, it shall be unlawful for any commercial black sea bass directed fishery permittee to possess aboard any vessel or land in Virginia any black sea bass. So these are some actual regulatory language changes and also some just updates to the language to make things a little bit more clear. Next slide, please. Okay, and this is subsection B underneath that same section 47, and these are just some language updates for clarification, which we added to the bycatch fishery section. I will read those into the record. The commercial black sea bass bycatch fishery shall be allocated 40,000 pounds of the annual quota each calendar year. When it has been announced that the bycatch fishery quota has been projected as reached and the bycatch fishery has been closed, it shall be unlawful for any commercial black sea bass bycatch fishery permittee to possess aboard any vessel or land in Virginia any black sea bass. In the event that the bycatch fishery quota is exceeded, the amount of the bycatch fishery quota overage shall be deducted from the following year's bycatch fishing quota. And next slide, please. So here we've just listed some different subsections that have changes added to them. Within them, we just added the terminology directed fishery to clarify between directed fishery quota and bycatch fishery quota. So I can draw your attention to section 46, subsection C, directed fishery and bycatch fishery permits. That's on page 4. Then section 48, both A and B, individual fishery quotas, bycatch limit, at sea harvesters, and exceptions. Those are on pages 5 and 6. And then 48.1B, 4, and C, individual transferable quotas. Those are on page 8. Again, you'll just see that language directed fishery added in there. And then last but not least, 48.2B, alternate vessel authorization requirements on page 8. Also, addition of directed fishery language there. So to sum up, staff recommendation is that the commission amend Chapter 4 VAC 2950-10 pertaining to black sea bass to establish the commercial black sea bass fishery quota for 2020 using Virginia's percent allocation, which is 20% of the coastwide commercial black sea bass quota to help make regulations more efficient. And with that, I will take any questions from the commissioner or associate commissioners.
No. Any questions by members of the commission for Ms. Madsen? Hearing none, this is a public hearing. Does anyone in the public wish to be heard? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
JJ Minor, I move that we approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second to the motion?
Second, Chad Ballard.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? Mr. France, are you on?
Yes.
Mr. France?
He needs to unmute himself.
Mr. France, you need to unmute your phone, if you would, please.
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can, sir. How do you vote on the motion?
He remuted himself.
You need to unmute again, please, sir. We have you now, Mr. France. How do you vote?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Mr. France, how do you vote?
I vote in favor.
Mr. France votes aye. Mr. Tankard. Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Minor?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.